You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Happy Friday, Eat Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We thank you so much for tuning in. And again, hope you are getting ready for the weekend. It is Friday Eve. We have been talking about the strategies as well as the narrative included in these strategies on both sides, the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party, to persuade voters. There's obviously been, for a number of Americans, a sense of rejuvenation as President Biden delivered an Oval Office speech yesterday on his decision to step aside or exit the 2024 presidential race. Telly, did you get a chance to watch the speech last night?
I did. I went back and watched it. And as I commented to you all last night, I thought it was honorable. I thought that he came out and he kept it brief. It was only 11 minutes. And I think it was a great opportunity for him to not only reflect on what he's been able to do in the career he's had, but also really, really get the rest of the people that were backing him to make sure that they're going to back Madam Vice President Kamala Harris the same way. And so and he said a couple of things that truly, in my opinion, was a way to kind of pass the torch. But like I said before break, we got to see this being followed through and being executed and not just have it being talk on Wednesday, July 24th, 2024.
I thought one of the most powerful statements that he made, in addition to passing the torch of leadership to the younger generation, was when he says, "I revere this office, but I love my country more." That to me was the most powerful statement as part of his address, because it was a demonstration that, you know, as Van Jones had mentioned, there's two types of leaders. There's ones that want to just be the almighty, powerful, you know, dictators, authoritators, do this, do it my way. And then there are others that realize part of being an incredible leader is knowing when to say, I've served
to the
best of my ability. Yep. I did my best. And now I'm going to pass the torch to someone who is just as powerful and effective in their leadership. Good morning. I think we have a caller. Are you there? If you are, you're live with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for calling. What is your question or comment?
Is it me?
Yes. Good morning.
Hello.
Julian.
Good morning. I didn't know. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to share my thoughts on Black Milwaukee on the choice that we have are facing this November. My question for Black Milwaukee is, who you rocking with? The AKA or the KKK, the dictator wannabe or the candidate standing for women's autonomy, the narcissist whack job insulting us about black jobs, the first female VP moved up to all hail the chief? With pride, we would say, President Kamala Harris. Donald Trump would go back to making us all embarrassed. Kamala won't get impeached or say we should inject bleach. November, let's make the choice to have our daughters inspired. I refuse to vote for the pathological liar. With Harris's prez, imagine what we'd accomplish. If Trump gets back in, he would refuse to leave office. We just can't let that happen. It's anti-democratic. Some people think presidents should only be Anglo-Saxon. Kamala is the future. She's the Trump prosecutor. Stop this fascist before he terminates the Constitution. Alpha women are classy. Trump thinks women are nasty. He'd give immunity to the cop that shot Sonia Massey. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm. Julian, was that a poem? Did you write that?
if he didn't, he could freestyle his butt off.
I was going to say, that sounds like a... now, on our True Talk and text line, I want to get your reaction, Telly. Ray says, district attorneys are supposed to put criminals behind bars, just like the criminals that shut up the park. That shot up the park the other day.
You know, district attorneys, okay, like you said, they are supposed to put criminals behind bars. And here's the thing. I have so much pushback a lot of times when people, they just go straight to, well, she locked up a lot of black people and this, that, and the other. And I got a text message that reminded me from someone who is a retired law enforcer saying that prosecutors don't put you in jail. Juries and judges do. The only thing a prosecutor does is present the evidence. So if you're going to say, oh, well, Kamala Harris, you know, she put a bunch of black people in jail, all you got to do is go back in California to look. Okay, what about the $85,000 newspaper ad that Donald Trump took out trying to convict the Central Park Six?
Again, I'm not here to advocate for either one of them. I'm more focused on, as far as DT, me, is we got a whole demographic of voters that we don't even understand how they're going to vote, who they're leaning more towards. We haven't had conversations with them because they're talking, and that's young black voters. Good morning, Al. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I'm just another Al. Hey, look, DT and Telly, you guys are really talented. I love what y'all bring to the city. And Telly, your superpower is your laugh. I just want you to know that. In yours, DT, is your confidence. But I can't have you getting on Joy Reid the way you did this morning. Did you, first of all, I want to say, the guy that just did the poem, yeah, what he said is just what I support. These other people that's been on the phone, on your radio station, talking about Trump, that's the reason Joy needed to say what she said. There are people who listen in all different types of ways. Don't kill her for grabbing the people that needed to hear that. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. Bab says, so Telly brings up on the YouTube message board, so Telly brings up some truth about Trump that could be discussed and inform the young voters, and it is completely dismissed. So I'm assuming Babs is saying that I dismissed what you were saying, although I said I'm not here on this show to advocate for either or. But Telly, go ahead and continue, because obviously you had some information that's going to inspire and inform young voters to vote. I'll put the mic down.
I am. What is my laugh?
Babs on the YouTube message board says, so Telly brings up some truth about Trump that could be discussed and inform the young voters. And here's the thing. That statement right there is part of the problem, because we're assuming, like, we don't need to assume that young voters are against Trump. What we need to do is understand how they're feeling and what are some of the things, the issues that you're concerned about, and what do you need from us to educate you further on how and why to vote.
Yeah.
But Telly, go ahead, because you've got some information that young people need to hear.
I didn't know that I did. The only thing I will say is, again, just look at all the information. Look at everything that's going to be put out there and decide what you want to do. There shouldn't be any pressure for you to vote one way or another. It is your decision. Jay, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Hey, good morning to both of y'all. How you doing? Hey, you know what? Y'all have a platform, so, you know, people are always going to disagree and agree with you. That's like the guy said, let's agree to disagree. But regardless of what we see, I was just thinking about that one guy who was talking about, you know, how he praised Trump, and I'm saying to myself, do you actually know what Make America Great Again means? That means going back to the time that we had to, like, have separate bathrooms, separate this and that. That's what that's really about. I hope that brother, if he's listening, you check that out, because that's what it's about. And he also had something, I seen something online that said something about people going to follow somebody, something about they're going to follow somebody with a red mark on their head. you already see people wearing them damn red hats every time you look around. That is so crazy, though. But all I can say is y'all show is just about to give people, you know, how they want to vote. Everybody's going to vote a different way. I like Harris for getting in there because I really think that if it's the Lord's will, she's going to make a good president. And, you know, that's what's going to happen. But like I said, she's really going. So everybody has to listen to her. And like I said, Trump, he just needs to just sit down somewhere and enjoy the rest of his life. You have a good day. Y'all keep telling the butt-naked truth and love y'all both. Bye-bye.
We love you back. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Jay.
And I was thinking about this yesterday, Telly, and I see right now the text messages, this is like the most uncomfortable time of the year for me. Any time that we have, every 4 years we have a presidential election. It's especially being a talk radio host. I'm just being transparent right now. Because if you disagree, you're wrong. If you agree and you don't say, you're wrong. And it's just like, look, at the end of the day, this is why, although I know this is our responsibility to educate young people, this is why I don't like talking about politics. But it is our responsibility as a talk radio host. It, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just always, this is the time of my life where it is so exhausting. And the last presidential election, you and I didn't have this show. So all the legends out there that are maybe listening, please coach me, because this is exhausting at times.
Yeah.
Well, like we haven't even laughed that much since the Republican National Convention on this show. I'm serious.
And now I realize that's my superpower. I need to do that more often.
That is that's one of your superpowers, Telly. Well, you have a great voice. Well, you have a great voice, great laugh.
Well, thank
you. Yeah, but this is the time of the year where I just get so exhausted because it's just like I said before. I'm not going to have a conversation about O.J. Simpson with white women. I'm not going to have a conversation with who I am or who I'm not going to vote for, because at the end of the day, I'm going and I don't really care. But it's just like, this is why we got to be mentally and emotionally prepared, because just because you disagree, it doesn't mean that I'm this or that. Just you don't agree with me. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's OK.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
it's my fault. That's why when you walk into the polls, there's a little curtain. It's called privacy.
Yep. That is very true.
when we come back, choose your conversations wisely, y'all. When we come back, we're going to get into our truth swiping. We haven't done truth swiping in a while, Telly. We're going to our truth swiping. We got a lot of interesting updates coming up on our truth swiping. We thank y'all so much for listening. Folks, are in the YouTube message board. A lot of great dialogue going back and forth. You can simply go to YouTube and subscribe to 101.7 The Truth. We love and appreciate you. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Again, we come back, we're going to get into a reignition of truth swiping on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. Round, round, round we go. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday Eve. It is Thursday, July 25th, 2024. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And again, we hope you are getting ready for an exciting weekend. We've got a lot of action going on in our YouTube message board. You can simply visit YouTube to stream and watch Telly and I live right now, as well as get involved in the conversation. Go to YouTube. Search for 101.7 The Truth. Hit that subscribe button and you will never, ever miss a show on all of our shows here at Truth Nation. Telly, it's been a while. You ready to get into some truth swiping?
Yes, let's do it.
It's been a minute.
It has.
I missed this. All right, Ricky, let's go ahead and kick this off. Another exciting edition of Truth Swiping.
Welcome to Truth Swiping, the game where you swipe right if you agree with the pop culture headline, or swipe left if you give it a complete two thumbs down. DT, Telly, and DJ Ricky. Tell us, which way are you swiping today?
All right. There we go, Telly. It's on it. Crackin' Truth Nation, help us out as well. Let us know, are you swiping right or left? Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. White women will hold a virtual fundraiser for Kamala Harris, aiming to match the success of the Black women-led event. And the event is called White Women Answer the Call, following the Black women's fundraiser that raised over $1 million. White women hope to show significant support for Madam Vice President Harris, similar to other demographics.
I'm swiping right. I'm swiping right because, A, I didn't think that would be something that they would be interested in, because it wasn't like Hillary got an overwhelming support when she was running back in 2016. And so for them to get together, that's a really good thing. And I just, you know, as we were saying during the RNC, how they just, you know, the Republicans are getting win after win after win. The momentum has shifted. And ever since Joe Biden stepped aside, the Democrats have tallied some good wins here. And that's another good win.
All right. Well, as we all know, or may not know, the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, kick off tomorrow in Paris, France. Snoop Dogg will be a torch bearer for the Paris Olympics. He will carry the torch through St. Denis to the Stade de France Olympic Stadium on July 26, again tomorrow. Additionally, Snoop Dogg was already primed for Olympic commentary duties for NBC.
Man,
Snoop be winning, boy. I want to be a Snoop Dogg when I grow up.
I was about to say, I want to swipe left, but it's hard to hate on Snoop. And the only reason why I would swipe left is because this dude is about to be a commentator on NBC. And
man,
I got a degree in journalism, have been in journalism for 23 years, and I can't get no love from NBC. So that would be personally the reason why I would swipe left and hate, but I can never swipe left on Uncle Snoop. I got to go right. Good for him, man.
I'm so happy for Snoop.
Yeah,
I love it.
That is so cool. I mean, you just talking about a rapper from Long Beach, California, and now you are an Olympic torchbearer? That is so cool for him.
I'm telling you, I say all the time, when you're anointed, yeah, it is what it
I'd
is.
I'd like to thank me. That's the greatest speech ever.
Come on, Snoop. Come on, Snoop. All right. Win with Black Men raised $1.3 million from over 17,000 donors for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, following a similar effort that we just referenced previously by Win with Black Women. The fundraiser emphasized the importance of electing Harris with endorsements from influential Black male PACs and calls to support and protect her candidacy. Leaders urge Black men to unite and make impactful decisions for their communities by supporting Harris.
I am going to swipe right, only because it's another way for us as a Black community to see what we can do when we are united. And if that's what you want to do and support her and unite to do that, all for it. But the thing is bringing everybody together for a common cause. And that is typically the toughest thing to do. And for that to be their call and they're doing it, I'm cool with that.
All right. You swiping right.
Yes.
Speaking again of the Paris Olympics, Nia Tapper, a former track standout from West Mecklenburg High School, has been named co-captain of the U.S. Women's Rugby Sevens team for the 2024 Olympics. And she is a beautiful Black woman approaching her retirement after these games. Tapper sees this leadership role as profoundly significant, especially for inspiring others who share her background. As she aims for gold in Paris, Tapper reflects on her journey from her start at the University of North Carolina to her rise in international rugby, highlighting her skills and determination on the field. All right, Nia Tapper, co-captain, Black woman.
I haven't done any research on this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say she is the first Black female rugby captain in Olympic history for the United States. And in her way, in her effort, in her journey to show others that are black and female that rugby is a sport, and it's a sport that they can play and they can thrive in, I think it's all good. So I'm swiping right. And when it's all, when the Olympics roll around, it's all about the country and it's all about the USA and being patriotic. And here's the thing with that. That's another way of showing that America can be as progressive as they need to be in terms of having captains in sports that aren't regularly captains in sports, like a black woman being the captain of the U.S. rugby team. So swiping right.
Swiping right. I'm swiping right with you. That's super awesome. Maryland Governor Wes Moore endorsed Kamala Harris for president, but is uninterested in a VP nomination, stating, and I quote, "I love my job and have no intention of leaving," end quote. He emphasized his commitment to Maryland, expressing pride in the state's momentum and bipartisan achievements. Moore advised Madam Vice President Kamala Harris to choose a running mate that she is comfortable with, highlighting the personal nature of the decision.
I'm swiping right. I'm swiping right because it appears that Wes Moore is honoring the oath that he took in the state of Maryland, and he's not getting caught up in, ooh, I could be the next VP. Now, he may say, hey, look, I don't want to be your VP pick, but hook a brother up in the cabinet somewhere. Now, that's another story. But swiping right, it seems like Wes Moore, never met him, only have read about him and some of the things that he has done. He seems like a very committed brother to what he took an oath to do, and he wasn't looking at this as an opportunity to come up, basically. So good for him and putting the people and Kamala's campaign above his own personal gains.
All right. And last but not least, Al, we see you as well. So just give us a few more seconds and we'll take your call. Our last true swipe of the day, Beyonce. Beyonce has granted Madam Vice President Kamala Harris permission to use her song Freedom for her presidential campaign, a rare and significant approval. The song played as Harris entered her campaign headquarters on July 22nd, highlighting themes of self-empowerment and black power. This support follows previous shows of affection from Beyonce, including gifting Harris tickets. Please don't do that, because that could get her in trouble.
Please.
To a Renaissance
Clarence
World
Thomas
Tour.
Taking trips to freaking Africa. But we digress.
Again, if I say anything, Jesus, I can't just be neutral.
So,
and here's the thing. Most recent update, Telly, I now know who I'm voting for.
Oh.
I now know who I'm voting for.
Okay.
It ain't none of your business. All right. Good morning,
say,
Al.
You keep it that way. I didn't get a chance
none
to
of your business.
On that.
I'm sorry?
I didn't get a chance to swipe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought I was going to get a chance to swipe left. You told me there was going to be a topic that I was probably going to swipe left, but I'm going to swipe right again on that, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Swiping right.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Al. Thank you so much for your patience. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is I hear a lot of hypocrisy. I think it's very dandelion and pussy willow of some of these callers. Gas prices, it costs to drive. Rent, wherever you lay, you stay, you got to pay. It's called responsibility. Prosecution, she don't supposed to save souls, but I never hear about the accountability of the people who put themselves in those situations. And non-blacks been talking about people for many of years, but when that happened, why do some of y'all got gorilla glue on your mouth? So don't take the point. Don't take the chance to be the man and be the big bad wolf and put the ace on your chest. Now she's black. You got to be that way with everybody. I just wanted to share that. Now please turn the stove off and stop drinking that cheap liquor, because I think we hear a lot of ignorance this morning. Have a good one.
All right, Al, thank you so much as always. If anything, you gonna make me smile, man. You are hilarious. I love it. Al, still waiting on your podcast. That's all I'm saying. I hope Telly and I could be guest co-hosts one day on your world-renowned totally popular podcast. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. We've been talking about the strategies, tactics, and rhetoric that both Republican and Democratic Party members are using to persuade the votes. Are you feeling it so far? What are we doing right? What do we need to do differently? We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. Happy Friday Eve. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. You know, DJ Ricky, that's a vibe right
there. That's right. Move it in.
So sick of talking about politics.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Disco lady. You know what?
Yeah.
Because one of our valued listeners on the YouTube message board, I want to say it's, let me read it. Because when he sent the message, I was like, A to the man. I think it was DBJ. On our YouTube message board, he said, just saying good morning, driving around, doing deliveries today. Be safe and enjoy the upcoming weekend. No politics for me, just today. Got to take a little break here and there. DBJA to the man. Tomorrow, Telly, if it is okay with you. I declare tomorrow, no politic discussion tomorrow. It's Friday. Let's have fun. Let's do what we used to do because we ain't laughing in a while on this show.
Yeah.
Dealing with all these RNCs and politics. I'm with you, DBG. I'm tired.
Look, I am so with that, but we just got to cross our fingers that nothing DBJ. Crazy nothing crazy happens this evening. But
Telly,
but
I'm
yeah,
taking it
I'm
oath.
Good with that.
I don't want to talk about politics tomorrow on the show. Let's have a good time. Let's get the weekend off started. Because here's the thing. You know something's going to happen between now and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been minute by minute.
You know something's going to happen.
It has been minute by minute, hour by hour. Something has come up. Even yesterday, Trump had a nerve to file a suit that's saying that he wants the federal commission to not allow the money raised by President Biden to be transferred to Vice President Kamala Harris. So, yes,
I tell you what,
there's something that's going to happen every day.
Okay, let's do it this way. In the spirit of democracy, DJ Ricky, do you mind placing a poll on our YouTube message board? Valued Truth Nation, we love y'all so much. Are y'all okay, yes or no, with declaring tomorrow on Truth Be Told with DT
and
Telly?
Friday.
Be a fun, regardless of what may happen or transpire between tomorrow, or excuse me, between today and tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Are y'all okay tomorrow? Let's just make it a fun Friday, to Telly's point. No politics. We're going to put the poll on our YouTube message board right now. We want to hear from you. Can we keep tomorrow politics free? Can we do it? I'm for it. I'm ready to get a fun Friday back.
Yeah.
Because it never fails. Every time that we have a presidential election, as much as we should be coming together as Americans, this is the time where it's most divisive.
Mm-hmm.
There's tension. There's aggression. There's combative discussions. God forbid you disagree with somebody.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we want to hear from y'all. DJ Ricky's getting that poll put up now.
And I have
Politic-free Friday.
Yes, I have been extremely careful about moving forward because you got to think, there's a lot of people, and I'm sure this has happened to you as well, there's a lot of people you know that have never experienced an RNC or even know anybody that has attended an RNC. So the first question that everyone has been asking me since last week was, how was it? How was it? And you got to be careful how you answer that, because if you show, you know, too much interest in it, oh, they turned you out, huh? And they make it seem like, you know, you could get turned out by attending something. And the first thing that I would tell people when they ask me that, or are you leaning towards that way or this, that, and the other, first off, I haven't always liked or agree with everybody I have interviewed over my career. So I would tell people, keep that in mind. Just because I'm somewhere doesn't mean that's, you know, what I'm representing. I'm there as a journalist to report what's going on. Not I'm there as a fan or as a participant. And it's just, you got to be careful about even just a slight question like that, because it's not that the people really care about how it was. They want to know, has it impacted you?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. Well, on our YouTube poll, the votes are coming in, and as of right now, 67% of our value listeners are saying, we ain't got to talk about politics tomorrow.
That's what we're going to call it, Politic Free Friday.
Politic Free Friday. I love it. I love that name, DJ Ricky. Well, since we got about 20 more minutes to talk about politics.
Let's dive right back on in.
Right. Now, in all seriousness, as we all know, and I got to give a shout out to the world in general for their sympathetic and empathetic response and support to the fatal shooting of Sonya Massey, which took place in her home in Springfield, Illinois. And it showed, the body cam footage was released on Monday, and it showed the fatal police shooting of the 36-year-old black woman who had called 911 for help. And Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who is a white man who fatally shot Sonya Massey, now faces murder charges. Now, what's interesting is that there is an act. It's called the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act that was created right after the George Floyd murder trial. Now, this bill, which was co-written by Vice President Kamala Harris when she was a senator, and I'll say that again, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act was co-written by Vice President Kamala Harris when she was a senator. It languished for years, and wide partisan differences that obviously have heightened today have caused this bill to, at this point, only have been passed in the House. So as you know, we're the majority, or I should say Democrats are the majority in the House of Representatives, however, not in the Senate. And so this act that was, again, introduced in 2020 would set up a national registry of police misconduct to prevent officers from evading consequences for their actions by moving to another jurisdiction. The measure seeks to ban racial and religious profiling by law enforcement at the federal, state, and local level. It would mandate an overall overhaul of a legal doctrine known as qualified immunity that critics claim shields law enforcement from accountability. Now, the bill cleared the House under Democratic control in 2020 and 2021, but it never went anywhere in the Senate. Even after the Democrats won control of the Senate in 2021, and it's now being revisited.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's important that, again, we stay familiar with these types of bills and contact our senators and ask them to support the passing of this bill in the Senate. Norm, you are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Good.
Great, thank
wonderful
you. How are
people.
You?
Wonderful. Real good, real good. I got a quick question. You know, Kamala, I hate to say this, but why they keep talking about sex with her? Like, she did this, she did that. Fox News is horrible, man. But that police guy that you talked about, don't nobody, even in his police clique, his family, don't nobody want to mess with him, because that camera shows some stuff that's really crazy. He was ready to shoot her as soon as he walked in. What a mess. I mean, I don't, that's crazy. Don't nobody even want to mess with him. I feel sorry for his life, man. Ooh. All right, y'all have a good weekend and all that good stuff, because I'm off tomorrow. All right, peace.
Man, must be nice.
Boy.
You see how he threw it into the end. He's like, yeah, y'all have a good weekend because I'm off tomorrow. Peace out.
And then hung up. Hey, Hey, I'm like, oh, why can't we get off? We want to be off Friday too.
He's like, yeah, you workers, y'all go ahead, because tomorrow I'm gonna be winning. I'm, you know what?
Well deserved
day off. Well deserved day off, and I hope that you enjoy your Friday off. I'm not mad at you at all. On our Truth Talk text line, it says, that's funny about what y'all said about, you know, something's going to happen between now and tomorrow. When Trump was president, he would say tweet or do something every single day, so you would have to talk about him. We just had 4 years of peace and quiet from Biden, so let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Caller... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to piggyback off of what you said with the caller. This text message, it goes to show that I was just educated on Kamala Harris being the one that wrote the George Floyd bill. See, that's the thing when I talk about get educated and find out some of the things that she has done to and not just say, oh, my record is this and you should vote for me. Like the caller said, Vice President Harris was district attorney in California during the crack epidemic when black people were demanding that drugs be taken off the streets. She spearheaded the Back on Track program. This program offered education and jobs instead of jail for first-time offenders.
Facts.
Yeah, so...
Information.
Yes, that's
But the caller also goes on to say, shout out to Joyd Reid, always informative on the readout. Never said that she was not great.
You started and I literally off by saying that you admire Kelly, her.
But do you remember what the caller said? I think it was Julian that said, my superpower is... What do you say my superpower is?
Confidence.
You cannot be a black woman and be confident in this country without offending at least the majority of people. She's this. She's that. She thinks, I have never, it'd be your own people. Again, I literally said, I love and admire Joy Reid. I don't understand or appreciate the fact that she's describing people as weird if they do not vote for Kamala Harris. That to me is not an effective approach to motivate, especially our young voters who have been very public about either they don't know who they're voting for or they're supporting Trump. That, yeah, to me is not an appropriate way or an effective way. I shouldn't say appropriate. Effective way to motivate young voters. I love Joy Reid. Just like y'all disagree with me and judge me, I could do that. Like, I don't agree with that method.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. Also, on our talk and text line, Dwayne
If I
says,
go back to saying, yes, Abalsa, use the writer, then Denise would be the best co-host on planet Earth. Use the right. I don't, whatever you say, whatever you like. Man.
Dwayne says on our talk and text line, right for Beyonce, you mentioned that she did approve that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris uses her song Freedom to come out. And come on now. Anything Beyonce touches or gets behind usually turns into gold. So
that, I wish she would touch me.
Hey, look.
just wipe up against you, Beyonce. Thank you.
Yeah, because that might have been one of the first calls she made, quiet as kept. Like, look, like, now that I'm on, I want to come out to your song. What's up?
I think it's a great, yeah, I think it's a great theme song. I think it's a, yeah, great campaign song. It's very, you know, energetic. And the main thing from the Democratic Party is democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Black democracy is on the line based, yeah, on the outcome of this presidential election. That is the Democratic strategy. That's one of the messages at the forefront of the campaign of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. The democracy of the Republic of this country.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
it is on the line.
And that's exactly was one of the things that President Biden wanted to express last night during his speech. He said, look, democracy is on the line in this election and let's keep democracy. And he said something about, you don't, you know, that's what America is about. I mean, the people rule it, not a dictator, not a ruler. So democracy is definitely, I believe, is going to be, if not the main thing, one of the main things that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is going to focus on.
Yes. And again, the fact that she co-wrote the bill, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, and it's now about to be reintroduced because, again, it never went anywhere in the Senate, even after Democrats won control. As a result of Sonya Massey's fatal shooting in her home by a white male police officer inside her home. That's I keep saying that because, again, she literally, when the deputies arrived, she said to them, "Are you going to hurt me?" And one of them said, "Why would I hurt you? You called us. Why would we hurt you?"
Mm-hmm.
To then, shortly thereafter, be fatally shot by Sean Grayson, one of the white sheriff deputies that came to her house after she called 911.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Tony Smith was on the show yesterday. He brought up a great point. You could just tell, even when the cop entered the home, he was already on something different, because when she came to the door, he was like, "What took you so long?" And it's like, wait a minute. Like, I called you for help.
Are you serious?
Yes, yes. That was part of the video.
I missed that.
Yeah, he said, you know, that was at the very, very beginning. And typically the clip that they show is closer to when he pretty much shot her execution style. But at the very beginning, that's when he came to the door. And then when she was sitting on the couch, he asked, "What is your last name?" And she was and he's like, "You don't know your last name?" And it was just like grilling her. And it's like, whoa, I'm the one that called for help. I'm not the one that's the perpetrator, you know. So, yeah.
He was already, like you said,
I'm going to
go back and watch. I'm glad you called that out. So he was already ready to not support her. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Again, it is Thursday, July 25th. We come back. Telly and I are going to share our truth of the matter. Stay tuned in. You can, again, watch and stream the Truth Nation shows all day long by simply going to YouTube, entering 101.7 The Truth in the search box. And again, watch us live. Download your favorite previous episodes, because this is the only station that's bringing you 11 hours, consecutive 11 hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, we're closing up Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for listening and calling in and sharing your thoughts and perspectives on our YouTube message board. My truth of the matter is, I'm going to say the names of just a few of the Black Americans killed by law enforcement and or security officers between the years of 2014 to the present, beginning with Devontae Mitchell, Samuel Sharp Jr., Tanisha Anderson, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Gabrielle Nevarez, Akai Gurley, Michelle Cousseau, Eric Garner, Janisha Fonville, and Freddie Gray. Those are just a few of the Black Americans that have been killed by members of law enforcement and or security officers, in addition to the killing that just took place of Sonya Massey.
Wow. Yeah. Too many names. Far too many names. My truth of the matter is, I want to celebrate something that we normally don't talk about it unless there's some type of controversy or something like that, but kudos to the WNBA. The WNBA announced yesterday a new 11-year media rights deal and featuring partnerships with Disney, Amazon Prime Video, and new rights holder NBC Universal. This deal is valued at about $2.2 billion or $200 million per year, and the deal could reach closer to $3 billion. What does all this mean? This means that the salary gap between the NBA and the WNBA has closed just a little bit. There will be more money that's funneled in, and then the salaries of these WNBA players, who are very much deserving of higher salaries, will start to get them. So kudos to the WNBA, and the game is continuing to grow. And I believe that this is still just the beginning, and it is going to get even bigger and bigger as time goes on. That is my truth of the matter. Congratulations to the WNBA. It's time for those ladies to get paid.
Amen. Great truth of the matter, Telly. Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Truth Nation, for again tuning in to the best morning show on planet Earth. We love and appreciate you. Up next, you've got 9 more hours of live, consecutive Black Talk Radio with Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. We will see and hear y'all tomorrow, Lord willing.
Peace out.